And welcome back on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both members of the Husker Radio Group. Pleased to welcome in a friend of the program, John Hales. John's joining us here on KODY for the first time in a few months. How's retirement treating you, John?
You know, actually real well. It seems like I've got it down and am pretty good at it.
When you came in today wearing shorts and a ball cap, I said, John, you look like you're enjoying retirement and you have the decor to support it as well.
That's right. You have to look the part.
Absolutely you do. Yeah. Couldn't tell if you're enjoying retirement or getting ready to go out on the golf course, but either way, it works.
It's too, you know, we play every Wednesday afternoon, but it was too hot yesterday. We canceled.
I don't blame you.
Oh, man, it was not good.
Invited John in the studio to talk a little bit about Nebraska Land Days. John's a member of the Cody Cavalry, so he served on the Nebraska Land Days committee for a number of years, even rising to the rank of president.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Tell us about your years on the Nebraska Land Days Committee, John.
You know, it was six of the greatest years I ever had in my life, truly. I always say I think every friend I've got in town was developed through the Nebraska Land Days Board, and it truly was. And, you know, we're going to talk about the parade today, and that's how I got on the Nebraska Land Days Board was I stepped up to help out with the parade about 28 years ago, and they saw my work as a volunteer on the parade, and they said, hey, what would you think about joining the Nebraska Land Days Board? And I said, well, you know, honestly, I don't know anything about it because I'd only been in town since 92. And I said, I really don't know anything about Nebraska Land Days. And, you know, they kind of filled me in on it. And I said, shoot, that sounds like a good time to me. So I joined the board.
Some late nights, but a lot of fun and some good memories.
Oh, tremendous memories and tremendous lifelong friends from it. It was, like I said, the greatest experience I ever had.
And there's some perks that go along with it, too, getting to hang out in some areas that not everybody gets to attend out of the arena.
That's very true. I was lucky in the fact that I was I was head of the committee for concerts.
Oh, okay.
So, I got to go out to Vegas and work with our contractor and secure our acts. And when the acts came to town, I got to know them real well and got to, you know, hang out with some of my lifelong idols, you know, in the concert venue. And so, yes, that was a great experience, too.
Do a little name dropping for us here, John. What's some of the big headliners that were really sticking out to you in your memories?
Well, when I became head of the committee, I said, you know, my drop dead performer would be Journey.
Oh, okay.
And I worked.
They were here in the, was that early 2000s?
Yeah. I worked and worked, and we finally got Journey here, and it was truly an amazing experience to get to know those guys. Their road manager's name was Rocco, and he was just the nicest guy, and we had such a good time. So that was probably the highlight, was getting Journey here for me. And then 38 Special was another one that I really liked. And the story I always like to tell about 38 Special was their lead singer, Stevie Van Zandt, came up to me. Oh, it was about 15 minutes before concert time, before they were supposed to go on. He goes, real deep southern drawl. He says, John, do you have a place where I can scream? And I said, excuse me? And he said, it's a place I can scream to warm up my voice. And I said, really? Yeah. And we had a trailer that sat right there behind the stage that was for the guy that took care of our stage. And I said, well, yeah, let's go right in here. And so he went in the trailer and he screamed and got warmed up.
How unique.
Yeah.
Something you'll always remember, too.
I'll never forget that. Just crack me up. Do you have a place I can scream? Well, yeah.
Now, John, you've graduated as a member now of the Cody Cavalry. For folks listening, tell us about that organization.
Well, the Cody Cavalry is the retired board members. And that group, which obviously gets larger every year, provides a tremendous amount of the volunteer work behind the scenes during Nebraska Land Days. As myself and my wife, Jan, we serve out at the Crow's Nest every night of the rodeo. And their volunteers serve at the various VIP places out at the rodeo and the catch pen and during concerts. We are the core of the volunteer group for the Nebraska Land Days.
Yeah, they do a little bit of everything. Some you see, some you don't.
Yes, most definitely.
As a member of the Cody Cavalry, after your term as a member of the Nebraska Land Days Committee, you decided to hang on to your baby project, I guess we could call it, that being the big Nebraska Land Days Parade.
Yeah, I just don't know what it is about that parade. I just can't shake it. I just have enjoyed it so much over the years. And, you know, I think it's a kind of a deal where you get in a routine of doing it, and that routine doesn't change much year to year to pull it off. So it's nice to have that continuity. I know David and the group out at the office, I think they appreciate the continuity that I bring to it and makes it a little bit simpler, yeah.
And it's a labor of love in a lot of ways for you, getting to know you.
It is for me. It really is, because I think Parade Saturday is the highlight of Nebraska Land Days.
That's like your Christmas day in a lot of ways.
It is. It's just,
just
so
a little warmer.
It's just so much fun, you know. I laugh because the first year I did it, it was the Rotary group that was in charge of, you might say, security.
Okay.
And the Rotary group used to walk the parade route to control the crowd and stuff like that. Well, I was a Rotarian, so I volunteered to do that work, and it rained.
Oh.
The very first parade I had, it rained. And I thought, oh, man, and this is not so cool after all. But it was just a miserable day, but we still had the parade
and
pulled it off. And then the very next year, Rotary got out of it because it kind of got too big for them. They just they couldn't handle it volunteer-wise. So they went to the Lions Club and Rod Chrisman. Hmm. And Rod says, well, why don't we do it on ATVs and parade, you know, go around the parade route on ATVs? And he asked me if, you know, I wanted to be a part of that and so on and so forth. So Rod and I organized it that next year, and the rest is history, you might say. And we've been doing ATVs ever since.
We still see them out and about.
Yes.
And the vests, too.
Yes, the vests.
That's how you know it's an official member
of
the Nebraska Land Days Volunteer.
Yep.
John Hill is joining us, talking a little bit about the big parade. A few years ago, might have been one of the biggest when the state celebration coincided with the Nebraska Land Days Parade. Was that 2017?
That would be, yeah. Yes.
Was it 17?
17, yeah.
Something, you know, that I'm sure you'll always have in the memory banks as well.
Funny story about that one. That year, they called David up early and they said, you know, we want to put on a state parade down in Lincoln, and we'd like to observe how you guys pull it off out here. So they said so-and-so is going to come out and observe and hang with you and so on and so forth and learn the ins and outs of putting on a huge parade like this.
And that'd be 2016 they came?
Yeah, yeah. So that was in 2016. And so we're the day of the parade, I ran into David and I said, you know, I haven't heard or seen anybody from the state that was supposed to come out here and observe this. Do you know anything about it? He said, yeah, they came out. This was like a couple of days after. He says, yeah, they came out and they observed it. And they said, this is too much chaos. There's no way we're going to do this. You guys are just going to be the official Nebraska State Parade next year. And I said, okay, that's cool.
What an honor, too, for not only the Save North Platte, but for you in a lot of ways as well, Joe.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It really was.
Parade day this year, definitely going to be a little bit bigger now that we can have it. It was a bummer not having it last year.
Yeah. It really, of course, yeah. You know, and there again, just like everything else kind of involved with COVID, we tried to pull it off last year and at the last minute couldn't. And, and so, you know, scrapped it like everything else. So, yeah, I think that'll make this year even better.
Back in full force this year.
Yep.
And relatively newer parade route. Can you tell us about the route itself, John?
Well, it's not really. I mean, we've been doing it this particular route for a couple of, you know, 3-4 years now probably. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a few years ago, there was a reason we couldn't go over the viaducts and go north like we had in the past. And so we changed to the southern route. And we tried it that first year. And we said, this really worked rather well. And of course, you know, we struggled with horses going over the viaduct.
Sure.
We had problems with that.
It's a little steep sometimes.
It can be. And so, you know, when it gets a little wet from a rain, then that makes it even worse. So it was a bit of a hazard. So picked out this south route, and it's paid off well, and it's really, really a better route.
And I'm thrilled that it still encompasses some of downtown North Platte as well.
Yeah, you know, we at first were a little afraid that the north side would feel a little slighted, and they kind of did, but, you know, we explained to them our reasoning behind it. It was nothing against the north side at all.
And it makes sense. You think about the viaduct. It's tough.
Yeah, it was.
I had to climb that viaduct a few times in the parade, and walking the parade route's not an easy chore, especially when it's warm. Then you have the viaduct that you're going to climb, and it's a lot easier going down than it is up.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
John, anything else you want to add today?
Well, no, Tristan. Parade is Saturday at 1 o'clock. Be there, be square, and it's going to be, you know, a fantastic parade like always.
Free to enjoy.
Free to enjoy all the candy you can eat.
Oh, yeah. If you have a sweet tooth, this is the opportunity for you.
Yeah.
John, thank you so much for taking time for us. Really appreciate the volunteer work you do here in our community, especially the great work you do with Nebraska Land Days and the Big Parade.
Sure. Thanks, Tristan.